Next up, we got Any Given Sunday predictions. Let's get it. So listen, bro. It's B&B, Blunts and Battle Rap. Yours respectfully. I've been gone for a little minute. You know, ever since my last rant about, you know, Vote Bodega having Surf next. It's tomorrow. I can't believe it. But let's talk about the other matchups. We got Lou Castro and the Charlie Clips. It's been rescheduled for this event. We have Calico versus Chess. And then we have Av versus Danny Myers. It's about to get spooky, a little bit spooky tomorrow. I'm all for it. I'm really for it. I'm really digging this for real. I guess early for bit, let's get to the predictions though. First off, Chess and Calico, just off the rip. I didn't see that battle. That came out of nowhere, but I'm with it. I like it. Nothing against Chess, but I gotta go against Calico. Like, yeah, Chess is gonna have immaculate wordplay. He gonna rap with Calico and all the, and Calico, yeah, we just gotta see it though. I just feel like Calico can win this one. And then we got like Av and Danny Myers is definitely where there's the battle of the night. I could definitely see it. It's definitely gonna be battle of the night. That is both dangerous MCs. I feel like this could be the one that this could be the one for Av's replay value. Like this could be one of the ones that we could rewatch over and over again because of both. I'm with it. I can't wait to see Danny versus Av tomorrow. I can't call that one. I respectfully can't call it. I feel like to say Danny would disrespect Av and to say Av would disrespect Danny. Because I know what both of them are capable of, and I just feel like they both got something to prove. They gotta show people, or not show, but remind. Like, yo, like, how consistent Danny's been, how Av can still be consistent, even, you know, like I said, Av gotta show that he's definitely, let's go back to his DNA. His DNA and his battle with Fonz, two very dope battles. He went in on both of them. I like this battle a lot. Danny come off some good ones too, despite the whole Tay Rock thing. Still had a good battle with Tay Rock. In fact, he was, oh man. Never mind, I don't want to bring it up. It was, don't look so startled. I was like, oh, Danny, why you gotta do it like that? Was, bruh. In that moment, I thought Danny was next on the menu. But nope, Surf decides, I'm gonna be nice. He goes into the vault and gets Mr. Bodega out and says, hey, Bodega, come play with me for 3 rounds. You'll be all right. Take these punches for a little while. He even said after Vote Bodega tomorrow, he gonna take a break. I'm hoping he got a three-peat. Let's hope he can take a break off a dub. Take a break after you get this dub. I need you to buy. Look, hold on. Let's not get to that. We'll get back to that. But let's see. I can't call Av versus Danny. They decided to put Charlie Clips and Lou Castro on the card. I already had Charlie Clips. Blue gotta show me something. I think I got Lou this time. No, I got Lou. because, you know, Lou's sitting on material and he might have revamped it and might, you know, it could be some shit that he could say to Charlie Clips now. So I'm gonna go with Lou 2-1 in this case. Charlie proved me wrong. And then let's just get to it. Let's just get right to the main event. Yeah. Hey, yo. Listen. How do I do this? Yeah, so I want Volt Bodega to have his best shit tomorrow. If he does, I will come right back on this podcast and I will gladly give him his flowers and everything. Like, damn, you didn't have to do my boy like that. But until then,
3-0, surf.
3-0, surf. You have to really ask yourself. Now, I know he said in interviews and stuff like that, like, he even told Smack, he said, nobody's going to talk to Surf the way he's going to talk to him. But think about it, what is he going to talk to him about for real? It's hard to really talk to somebody like Surf when you've been chasing him for a battle. It's you trying to talk to him and somebody like Luck or Mook trying to come down to talk to him. Heck, when him and Calico had the rematch, it still felt appropriate. But you trying to talk to... This is just me. This is just my opinion. Disclaimer, I'm just talking my shit. I just feel like, what can you possibly talk to Surf about after 10 years of chasing? Like, are you really about to get up there and take John's approach and maybe make it and tweak it a little bit to, you know, because you said it was your original approach, but John made it whack. You want to make it better. Thing about it is it really going to be better, though? I'm going to watch. Like I said, some people were like, everybody was afraid that, you know, Cortez not only has to battle Surf, but he has to battle Surf's fans. This is true. However, despite popular belief, I'm one of those Surf fans that yay, Surf! Like, it's fucking battle rap, cuh. It's battle rap. That means it's a battle. That means I want to like both the MCs. I want to be able to have a battle to rewatch. Replay value is what we looking for, bruh. And nobody wants to watch 30s for real. I mean, they like to watch it just for shock value. Just be like, oh my goodness, he got 30 back. But don't nobody really go to them like that. Unless they Surf bodies. That's not the point. But nonetheless, a point I'm trying to make is this. I actually want Cortez to actually do well. I even called him by his name. Look, see? I said it. Cortez. I want to see Cortez do well. Because, like I said, I've seen what Cortez can do. Like, in the tournament, there was just, like, his hunger. I digged it. He was mad because niggas felt like he wasn't about to get far in the tournament. He made a statement. But then... I'm going to forever bring up the Rum Nitty situation because, for one, that's a rematch. It's a rematch. Money's on the line. You could get Geechee next. He fumbled the ball for a trifecta. He was going to get money. He was going to get the Geechee battle. And he was going to be Rum Nitty this time. And he couldn't even go. The material could have been debatable, but he couldn't get through it. Choking. Now, he fought through it, though. I gotta give Hobo Nick credit. Like, I give him a lot of crap, but he did fight through it. But it wasn't enough. And I just don't... I want to make sure he on his shit tomorrow, man. No lacking. Shout out to Franchise. I want him on it. I need this. I want to see the best Volt Bodega we've ever seen. I want to have some quotable. If we can get one quotable from Volt Bodega in this battle, I'll go to the podcast just for that. If I could just get one quotable. But we're going to see. I got high hopes for it, nigga. We gonna see. My nigga Surf came to the face off with a sombrero and a toy chihuahua. He just so, like, it's like, I'm telling you, he do this. I'm telling you, it's, if to this day, in the Mount Rushmore of people who make the best face-offs, you got Surf, of course, T-Rex, DNA. Excuse me. Those are the three top people that I will always tune into a face-off to watch because I know it's going to be entertaining. And the thing about it is these are, but well, Rex, I don't know. DNA, out of all three of them, DNA is the one that can actually keep the same energy he had on the face-off that he did into the ring. Now, in some cases, he likes to be reserved. But then, like I said, the old DNA, you know, the champ, you know, he used to talk his shit and stuff and still get in there and fight with you. You know, not everybody does that because a lot of people, they be selling out the face-off so much and then the battle be ass. And then you see the ones that are reserved, you know, chilling, lay back. And then when they get in that ring, we get classic material. We get classic rounds. We get two people wanting to kick each other's teeth down their throat. All type of shit, my nigga. Verbally. I'm the one Surf fan that has, I'm hope I got, I'm sending a prayer out to old Bodega. I don't murder half. I want your material to not only make it debatable, but I also pray that it will have replay value. This is going to be, this is going to be interesting. I can't believe it. Any given Sunday. Somebody actually tried to say it was going to be tonight. Well, yesterday night. But any given Sunday is going to be premiere on a Saturday. Come on, bro. Come on, dog. Let's not do that. It's obvious that any given Sunday, it's like, don't give it a title like that if it's going to be on any other day but Sunday. It just seems weird. Then again, there's TGI, and then there's Ruby too. Oh man. Excuse me. I just wanted to go ahead and drop these predictions real quick. So far I got Lou over Charlie, I got Calico over Chess, Av and Danny Myers is gonna be battling tonight, and I clearly got Surf over Volt Bodega. But I have high hopes for Bodega. I at least want replay value, and I want him to make it. I want to see if he can make it debatable. Because it's going to set a lot of people up, including me, if he can make it debatable as hell. But that means his material is going to be crazy. And I hope Surf don't slack on him, though. Because then it's going to be like, come on, man. Why would you take Cortez if you're just going to slack on him? Like, I understand why, but it's like, bro, you shouldn't have just took the battle. Like, why you gotta turn him into a lick? Like, why? Like, I actually wanted to see you destroy this nigga. Like, I want to see Surf body him. But at the same time, I want to see what Cortez gonna do, and I want to see some replay value, and I'm hoping Cortez can make it mad debatable. But it's all up to tomorrow, so stay tuned. Any given Sunday. They sold tickets, but I'm hoping it's gonna stream on the Caffeine app around 5. I figure it makes sense to have it at like at 5 or 6 because there's only like 3 or 4 battles, and then we could be done by like 8:30, 9 o'clock, and then whoever's hosting that after party or whatever, you know, the other Caffeine people will do that. I will most likely be checking out for the evening or something, relaxing. But this is B&B, and I'm signing out respectfully. Go on.